The Big Show.
Wake up with PT.
3BA.
Let's shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Morning to you, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. You must be very excited. Not even seven days before you jump on a big plane and fly to New York.
I know, I can't wait. Finally, after 18 months of not being able to, more than 18 months of not being able to go anywhere.
And you can put long distance love in the past.
We're still going to be long distance for a while after I get back.
Well, that's true. That's true. How long are you over there for, a week?
5 days.
5 days. Oh, it's going to be a quick trip.
Yeah.
You don't want to be mucking around. Anyway, we'll be talking to you next week from New York. I want to talk to you today from Sydney. 40% of American kids think that bacon and hot dogs are considered plants. What's going on here?
So this was a new study that was done that found a large percentage of children between the ages of 4 to 7 believed hamburgers, bacon and hot dogs came from plants. This came from the journal Environmental Psychology, and they basically asked children to categorize a range of foods. So that was cheese, french fries, popcorn, almonds and all of that. And what they found is that 47% of the kids believe that french fries came from animals.
Really? Imagine how cool it would be if we had a hot dog or bacon plant. That's plant, not plant, I'm sorry, I could pick you up on that. That's, you know, I know you're very well educated. bacon plant in the backyard. Kids, go and pick a couple of hot dogs. We're going to have hot dogs for lunch. Go and get some bacon. We'll have eggs and bacon. How cool would that be?
But they do that now because they've got, you know, plant-based meat.
Yeah,
but
no.
Unfortunately, in this situation, the kids weren't being that smart.
Yeah, nah. I can't believe. Where did they learn that from?
So the problem is that kids don't really learn, especially in America, the source of their food. So, it's all around education, and this represents an opportunity to discuss with children where food comes from in a smarter way. But unfortunately, the study found that just isn't happening in schools or at home.
So if mum and dad take the kids to the farm, what's a pig for? The explanation is clear, is it not?
Well, maybe they'll be like, you can get a bacon from the tree. They're just being a bit, you know what parents can be like. They can make it sound like everything's lovely.
There is a gag about a bacon tree, but I haven't got time. Maybe I'll throw that one at you next week, all right?
All right.
Why is it no longer cool to wear AirPods and youngsters are going back to wired old school headphones? What's happening here?
I'm very happy about this.
I know you are.
I never got AirPods because I always thought I would lose them.
Me too.
I can't see how anyone can't lose these AirPods.
Yep.
But basically now young people have come out to say it's not cool to wear AirPods. It's cool to wear wired headphones. And AirPods have become too widespread too quickly. So therefore, trendsetters on TikTok are saying, nope, we're back to the core. So, you've got people like Bella Hadid and Zoe Kravitz and people like that all being photographed recently as walking around with headphones that are wired. And there's even Instagram accounts called Wired IT Girls, which is all about why it's cool to be wired and not have these AirPods. But, young people are determining what's cool at the moment through TikTok. I mean, I just found out that a side hair part and skinny jeans is no longer cool. And I wear both, and I do both of those things as well. So I can't win them all.
Everything that's old is new again, and that will continue for centuries to come as far as I'm concerned, because you know what else I discovered on the weekend? We went away for our anniversary weekend and I went to a shopping centre. You know what else I discovered that was very old and is back in trend again?
What?
Bell-bottom jeans.
Oh, yeah, I love bell-bottom jeans.
Yep, bell-bottom jeans. All like fur coats, fake furs.
Yeah.
Fake furs are back.
Fake furs are cool, yep. And I'm just glad, but I'm glad I didn't buy AirPods.
No, same here. I would have lost them. I will always stick to the corded variety. And, they've always been the cool school thing for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Alex, talk to you from New York next week and have a wonderful week and a very safe trip, okay?
Thank you so much.